Monday, Monday, so good to me.
This is HDN.
Monday morning, it was all I hoped it would be.
Hey, look at that. It's Monday. How was your weekend? Did you celebrate Canada Day early? A lot of people did. I heard the fireworks on over the weekend. So did the dogs.
Those were coming from our street, though.
Yeah, our street was kind of party central. Hey, another big party, and I do want to say congratulations to Donnie and Erica Jenkins.
Yes.
You know Donnie Jenkins? He comes on here from Halifax Police. He's been our most frequent guest here so far on the Halifax Daily News, and they renewed their wedding vows on their 30th anniversary. So congratulations to you. Two crazy kids.
Oh, yes. Beautiful ceremony and 30 more years to you both.
And of course, they made the big mistake of inviting Jamie and Lisa there. We walk in there and it was mostly family.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a wonderful, intimate setting. It was absolutely beautiful.
It was.
And
it was the links at Montague.
Yes. So we didn't want to wreck it or ruin anything. So let's just go sit in the back by this back door, you know, mind our own business and say hi to Donnie and Erica and all that. So we sat very back. And then we saw there were other people sitting at our table and around us with boutonnieres and corsages.
Yeah.
And we thought, wow, why are these people all sitting back here with us by the back door?
Didn't make much sense.
No, until they opened up the back door and they held the ceremony right there, right beside us. It's like, Jamie and Lisa are here. We want to be front and center.
Good God.
Every single picture that was taken, there's our mugs sitting there waving at the camera.
Try to be
this.
So inconspicuous.
We tried so hard.
I thought we were sitting in the back, you know.
So we actually had the best seats in the house. And of course, parents, kids, all of that stuff. They had to sit behind us because Jamie and Lisa are in the building now. We have to be right here.
Embarrassing.
Oh, but anyway, having said that, sorry about that, guys. We didn't do that on purpose, honestly. But it was tremendous. I had a great time there.
It was. It was gorgeous. And again, congratulations. Hey, today is a very special day. Today is the last day of school. Kids are getting the report cards today, and then beginneth the summer vacation.
This is Alice Cooper's favorite time of year.
Exactly.
How many people are playing that song? As a matter of fact, I think I hear it now.
If you listen closely. Kind of interesting that young Bronwyn's going off to summer camp today. Boy, they don't waste any time. They get that report card, and 2 p.m., we ship you off to summer camp.
And are you complaining about that?
No, not at all.
No, definitely not.
I mean, I would have liked her to perhaps have gone later in the summer, because, I mean, she's gone for 2 weeks, and then she's got the rest of the summer ahead of her to laze around the house and be bored. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But the whole summer camp thing is something that I don't understand it because I never experienced it.
Oh, really?
Like, she spends the rest of the year talking about Camp Lone Cloud.
Sure. Oh, you make friends. It's hilarious. You make best friends forever. You are my best friend for life. We will always be best friends. And then you go back home and you maybe call each other once or twice. And that's it.
Mm.
Maybe next year at camp you see each other, but these hard and fast friendships, they rarely last. But it's a wonderful experience.
I think it's a different time now too, because through things like Facebook, I mean, they can keep up with one another throughout the year.
They can. I don't think they do though. Even though you just live a block from each other or something, it's like, no, you've got your own circle of friends. But I'll tell you, you learn traditions, you learn discipline. I mean, it's almost military-like, you know, when the horn blows and it's time to go to your next activity and, it's lunchtime now, you better get there, you can't be the last to sit at your table or you're going to be collecting the dishes or all these little rules like that. You learn camp songs. You missed out on all that?
Yeah, see, and that was something that I don't know why, because both of my parents, I do believe, went to summer camp or church camp or, you know, some sort of summer type camp.
Oh, I always went to a church camp. My family would ship me off to a church camp. And
you guys
so
weren't religious.
Well, you know, it was funny because there was one year, my brother always reminds me of this. I came back and I said, Mom, this is on the ride home. Mom, Dad, yes, son, I'm a Christian. And I said it just like that.
You were how old?
I forget, but it was, and there's nothing wrong with that. You learn religion. I learned a lot about the Bible in that camp. Get to make my own decisions about religion that way.
Yeah.
But, it's good to learn.
I thought you were going to say you got to make up your own commandments, you know.
Make up my own manifesto and Bible.
But
There was one year, though, when I had appendicitis in camp.
Oh.
And this was on an island in one of the Queen Charlotte Islands. Like, it was just off Vancouver Island.
Yeah.
And it was a Pioneer Pacific camp. And it was a great place. We'd gone there 1 year before. We went again. And this time, though, my appendix decided to become inflamed.
Mm.
And it was miserable. And everybody thought I was just homesick. And and it was a little more than being homesick. And finally, when the director of the whole camp saw me walking to breakfast, because I never lost my appetite,
no,
you know, stooped right over at a 90-degree angle, he said, we got to do something. And so the long car ride to the ferry, and then you had to get on the ferry, and then you had to go. And by the time I got to the hospital in Chemainus, BC, my appendix burst.
Wow.
And I spent the rest of the summer there.
You should have been a candidate for airlift.
Airlift.
Well, life flight.
The night before this happened, I was on a 10-mile hike.
Oh, God.
And I was so far behind. They're going like, come on, come on. And finally, they couldn't wait for me. So they said, tell you what, rather than hiking back to the camp, just ride in the back of the truck. And so I was sitting in the back of this truck with no shocks whatsoever through this forest road. It was worse. I mean, it was horrible. I have a million stories to tell about it, and I won't.
Oh.
But you know what? The counselor had 1 day off. He spent that day in Chemainus at the hospital,
sitting there
with me, because he felt guilty. And the whole time, I think I just slept.
Yeah.
You know.
So you had emergency surgery and the whole thing.
Yeah. I was really lucky because the doctor, Dr. Crystal, won't even forget his name there. He was head of surgery at University of Washington in Seattle, like the hospital there. But he retired. And he retired to this island in BC. And he just happened to be the director of this hospital.
Oh,
but
wow.
He was an incredible surgeon. And so I was really lucky that way.
Wow.
Oh, we're talking about camp, aren't we? Sorry,
yeah.
Sorry about that. And I got this scar back in...
But I think we've had this conversation before, that summer camp was a method of preservation for your mother. It was either kill you or send you to summer camp.
Yeah. Well, I think, what, you had the conversation with my mother?
No, I've had conversation with you.
No, I think you had that with my mother.
Okay, maybe I did have
My mother's going to... What's this? Mommy's going to kill me?
Well, no, it was sort of that...
No, wait. I got to get her on the phone. This is...
It was sort of about those, you know, the years 13, 14, 15, when you and your mom were at each other's throats.
Yeah. I mean, all parents really need that, or needed that. You know, it's great to send the kids to camp. And it's not like... And I think your problem is you felt guilty. I had to convince you to have Brahman go to camp.
Yeah, I mean, because for me, it didn't make sense. I mean, I only worked, you know, half a day. I was home the rest of the time. It was, would I ship my child off to let somebody else take care of her for the summer?
It's a holiday for them too, Lisa. I hate to say it, but it's kind of nice. And now, 4 or 5 years later, is there even a decision to be made?
No. No, the only decision to be made is, what week am I going?
Oh, yeah, she loves it.
They have
it.
Different theme weeks, so.
And Camp Lone Cloud is just one of many really, really good camps.
Yeah. I mean, this one's run by the Scouts, and it's got a lot of history there, because it's right there on Miller Lake. And, I mean, it's been around for generations, really.
Since Christ was a cowboy.
Since Christ was a cowboy, and he went to summer camp. See?
And you know what he said when he came back?
What?
I'm a Christian! So this is one of those weird weeks where the holiday is actually on a Tuesday. How many people have today off?
Show of hands. That's what I thought.
Yeah. So really, are you listening to this? I find a lot of people listen to the podcast on weekends, do some binge listening. So maybe you are listening to this. That's great. We're going to keep doing the podcast. Are we going to do one tomorrow?
I think so. I was just about to say, listen up tomorrow, because we're going to go do a complete rundown of everything that's going on around town, Canada Day-wise. A lot of activities. Most of them are free. And
so when you wake up tomorrow, Canada Day, and you're going, well, what can I do? What do we do today?
Yep.
Listen to the podcast, because it'll be chock full of information.
That'll be it, exactly.
Unlike today.
Yeah.
Which is just chock full of Jamie talking about his camp experiences. I went to a hockey camp once, too. But
did you really?
I'll save that story for another day.
I want to say a big thank you to the lady who cut me off at the traffic circle at the end of Margeson Drive and Sackville Drive on Saturday. Slice of something special. And
okay,
definitely,
who was where?
Who was where?
Yeah.
I was coming off of Margeson, and I was in the circle, and she was zipping along Sackville Drive, heading up towards Upper Sackville.
Okay, so you were in the circle?
I was in the circle.
You had the right of way.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
you know
I know.
Okay, here we go. You know what gets me? When I first came to town, I had a comedy routine about the Armdale Rotary.
Yes.
Actually, about the Micmac Rotary, too, because that was no longer a rotary, but you still all called it the Rotary.
Oh, exactly.
I was looking for something that looked like a roundabout. In Alberta, when I took my driver's test, there were questions about traffic circles.
Because there's lots of traffic circles around.
Yeah. I mean, and there are laws, unlike the Armdale Rotary. And that was my whole bit. I came here and I freaked out because there was a green light and a red light at the same time. And there were cars that were stopping on the circle. And so I actually called the Department of Motor Vehicles here in Nova Scotia. I've told this story a million times, but it's a true story. And I said, how do you drive on the Armdale Rotary? And the woman on the phone said, I try to avoid it. That was the official...
the official word from the province. Yes. I try to avoid it.
That was insane.
Oh, I
it. Was insane.
It.
And the fact is, if you just adhere to the rules, it's a great way of traffic control.
It's perfect traffic control if it is used the way it's supposed to.
So when I was on Larry Utek, for instance, the other day, I got on to the roundabout and I went around three things and I was about to exit the roundabout and some lady decided that she was going to go around halfway on the outside lane and cut me off as I was getting off of it.
Yeah.
People that took their driver's license before there were actually questions about how to operate a roundabout should go back and learn how to do it properly. Yeah. Don't just go and do your own thing and assume that you're doing it right.
Well,
next
time
I see somebody stop in the middle of one of those roundabouts, I think I'm going to run right into their back end.
Well, and part of the problem is that there's a whole generation of drivers here in Metro Halifax that have never had to navigate traffic circles. But now they're popping up all over the place. I mean, they seem to be the preferred method of traffic control. I mean, brand new ones in Sackville.
Sure.
Larry Utek, like you said. Mm-hmm. And most drivers just don't know the rules regarding them.
The only one that they've ever experienced is the Armdale Rotary. And I'll tell you right now, whatever laws they had on the Armdale Rotary were wrong. Mm. So this whole treat every intersection on the rotary like a four-way stop and disregard the red lights when you've got a right of way. And then if there's a green light, you know, get under the right lane and do all that. Just completely erase that from your mind and yield when you get on it. So when it's safe to get onto the circle, you can do that.
Get on that.
And once you're on it, you have the right of way. Mm-hmm. If you're in the outside lane, you can technically go around halfway, but you've got to yield to cars that are in the inside lane because they're going to be exiting. It's that simple. The inside lane of a roundabout has the right of way.
Yeah, and that was the problem I had with this chick on Saturday. Mm. She had a yield sign.
When you see a roundabout, you yield. Mm. You don't just go barreling on there. I mean, it's pretty simple. Yeah. Yield to get on.
Yeah, and she blew right through the yield sign. So, and it's so funny because, I mean, you could see the fresh sand on the pavement just past the yield sign. Fresh sand that was obviously absorbing gasoline or some sort of automobile liquid from the previous accident, from the previous douchebag that didn't know how to drive.
You know what it is? I figured it out.
What?
The provincial government. They're putting these in here because they are finally adhering to Darwin's rules of evolution. Finally. You put enough of these circles on there.
Yeah.
And the idiots that decide that they are their own traffic cop. They can stop in the middle of the road and tell somebody to go in front of them.
Yeah.
The people that think, oh, I know how to do this properly. And they just go right ahead and do it their own way. They're going to die. It's pretty easy. You approach a rotary. You know what the laws are, you know what the rules are, and you get through it. It's a pretty simple thing. But the idiots that go, no, I'm going to stop here. I'm not going to yield when I get onto this thing because that guy should yield because I was here before him, even though there's a yield sign. Those idiots are going to die.
Yep.
And then we will all be able to drive on the roads and byways and highways safe and free of those idiots. So maybe they're doing this for a reason. Thinning the herd, my dear.
Yep.
What were we talking about? Last day of school?
Yeah.
Okay, sorry.
Should have mentioned this earlier. I want to say big congratulations to the graduating class of Harold T. Barrett Junior High.
Yay!
At the end of year closing ceremonies for the graduating grade 8s. And going to be there to present a very special award to a graduating student who has excelled in volunteerism. And we call it the Bonnie Ryan Memorial Award. And Bonnie Ryan was a lady who lived in Beaverbank who volunteered for just about
everything
you could imagine.
Yeah.
Even after she was diagnosed with cancer, that did not slow her down I don't even think she missed a beat, really. Kept on volunteering until almost the very end, and she worked very, very hard for Harold T. Barrett in particular. Mm-hmm. She was paramount in getting their sports pad in place, raising the money for that. And anyway, she passed in December of last year, I think it was, November, December of last year, and it's left a big void in the community. So the community center decided to carry on the tradition by awarding a student at Harold T. Barrett every year with the Bonnie Ryan Memorial Award for volunteerism. So very proud to be able to present the very first one at graduation ceremonies today.
So you're off to do that?
Yes.
And then we're not off once again on Canada Day. So if you want to know what to do tomorrow, make sure you listen to the podcast. Yeah. And you can binge listen if you want to as well.
And something that you shouldn't do tomorrow, put the garbage out because they already collected it over the weekend. So you missed your turn. You'll have to wait till next week.
That goes for compost as well.
Yeah, that's right, because they collect the compost every week now.
All right, back again on Canada Day.
Until then.